When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, June 9th, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best at what he does. Give him a call. Make an appointment. 317-849-2933. Let's talk about sports, shall we, on this utterly awful Wednesday morning in central Indiana. It is humid. It is dank. It's obviously going to rain a little bit later in the day. I hope it holds off until the end of this, because otherwise I get wet and the equipment gets wet, and we don't like either getting wet. The Colts. All right, yesterday or the day before, I said that I thought that the Titans running game was going to be supplanted by the Colts. All right, the Colts would have the edge in running game over the Titans. And people thought I misspoke. I didn't misspeak. I meant exactly what I said. I know the Titans still have Derrick Henry. I understand that, but I understand this too. Derrick Henry, for the greatness that he has shown over the last 2 years, when he has led the NFL in rushing yards, he's also led the NFL in carries. And this past year, carried the football more often than anybody in the NFL over the last 15 years, minus DeMarco Murray in 2014. I'll tell you why that's important in a minute. But first, let's go over the statistics, which are just confoundingly great for Derrick Henry, because he can run through contact, he can run past contact, and he can take it to the house once he gets in the open field. He is a dynamic, multi-tier threat as a running back, the best over the last 2 years in the NFL, bar none. 303 carries in 2019 for 1,540 yards, 16 touchdowns. In 2020, 378 carries, 2,027 yards rushing, 17 touchdowns. Like I said, the highest number of carries, the highest volume running back in the NFL over the last 15 years, other than DeMarco Murray. Why is that important? Because DeMarco Murray in 2014 ran the ball 392 times. The next year, he was limited to 8 starts and 193 carries. You only have so much tread on the tires. And Derrick Henry has run through a lot of that thread. DeMarco Murray was never the same back after that 392 carry season for the Dallas Cowboys, his final season with the Cowboys, and that's no coincidence. They understood exactly what they were doing to Derrick Henry. They were shortening his career and decreasing his value as he ran 392 times. Now, there's a chance that Derrick Henry is going to be able to bounce back and is going to be able to have another terrific season. However, what history would tell us is that's not going to happen, that he's going to take a step back. There is a reason that running backs in the NFL don't carry the ball 350-plus times anymore, or very rarely do they. Here's what the Colts have got. The Colts have got Jonathan Taylor. Last year, Jonathan Taylor, 232 carries for 1,169 yards, plus 36 catches on 39 targets for 299 yards. I'm not just taking the running game into account when I talk about the running backs. All right, I count that short passing game as part of that running attack. And that is a big part of this recipe in determining that the Colts running game is going to be better than the Tennessee Titans. Marlon Mack, the year before in 2019, early in the opener last year, he tears his Achilles. He is expected to be fully back this season. If he is fully back, the kind of back you're getting is a guy who in 2019, like I said, ran 247 times for 1,091 yards. He's also a pretty good receiver out of the backfield. Nyheim Hines last year. We're digging deep, baby. 89 carries, 380 yards, 63 catches, 482 yards. So from an all-purpose yardage perspective, he adds about 900 yards for the season to what the Colts get out of that backfield. And then you're replacing Phillip Rivers, who ran the ball 18 times last year for minus 8 yards. You're replacing him with a guy in Carson Wentz, who over the course of his career has run 258 times for 1,061 yards. Last year, about 250 yards rushing for Carson Wentz. 25 first downs last year. Moved the sticks in his 12 starts twice per game with his legs. That is significant. Those four guys are going to equal more than what Derrick Henry plus Ryan Tannehill do out of the backfield for the Titans. The Colts will have the more productive running game and running back group than the Tennessee Titans. The days of a guy like Walter Payton getting the ball 350, 370 times a season for season after season after season after season, those days are gone. Guys are faster. Guys are bigger. The contact collisions, not just contact, but the collisions are much more violent. And so as with every carry, as a season progresses past a certain volume, you put that running back's career at risk. And I think that's what happened last year for the Tennessee Titans and Derrick Henry. And that is why the Indianapolis Colts are going to have the better running game in the AFC South than the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans second in yardage, second in virtually everything in terms of running game last year. Colts were about 10th. But you add Mack to it, you add Wentz to it, and all of a sudden, I think you've got a top three group. And they need to be a top three group if they're going to compete in the AFC and try to find their place in a Super Bowl. All right, let's talk about college basketball. And day after day after day, we hear about overtime elite. If you dig deep in college basketball coverage, you hear about overtime elite and the G League and how they are threats to college basketball. I don't believe that they're threats to college basketball. I believe that they are threats to the enjoyment of being a college basketball coach, as is the one-time transfer rule. This makes coaching college basketball much less fun because now you've got not only are you needing to recruit kids out of high school and then continuing to recruit those kids out of high school who sign with you to stay with you, you've got to make sure that they're happy. You've got to make sure that you get high school kids to come play for you for right now, basically a scholarship and a stipend, rather than play for Overtime Elite or the G League, where they can make real money. That's important for coaches. For fans, what's important is the name on the front of the jersey. All right, and I'll give you a for instance. Jalen Coleman's a really nice kid. Jalen Coleman lands. He's going to play his seventh year of college basketball this year. Unbelievable. I forget where he's going. Somewhere like Iowa State. Anyway, Jalen's from Cathedral High School here in Indianapolis. He went initially to Illinois, then he went to DePaul. He's played at a variety of spots, all right? I like Jalen Coleman. Really, really nice kid. I have no affinity for the teams that he plays for. Zero. Armand Franklin, another Cathedral kid, leaving Indiana, he's going to go to Virginia. I am not going to root for Virginia just because Armand Franklin plays for Virginia. What I will do is I will root for Xavier Johnson, who over the last few years played for Pitt. I have no idea. I never watched Pitt. I have no affinity whatsoever for Xavier Johnson, but now that he's signed with Indiana, I have a great affinity for Xavier Johnson. Michael Durr, I have never seen him play a live basketball game. I've never seen him play a live basketball game, ever. Well, now that he's playing for Indiana, I have nothing but love for Michael Durr, all right? Xavier Johnson and Michael Durr are now going to wear Indiana on the front of their jerseys, and so I'm big Xavier Johnson and Michael Durr fans. If, take one of the recruits, Logan Duncombe. If he had decided to stay home and play for Cincinnati, I don't care about Logan Duncombe, but that he's playing for Indiana, I care deeply about Logan Duncombe now. You understand what I'm saying? It's about the name on the front of the jersey. It's not about the name of the kid. Over time, I develop a kind of an affinity again for that kid. I do. I get it. I dig it. I want that kid to do well. But as that he goes to Indiana is the important part of that equation. Not who he is or what he is. I care about the program of my alma mater, the place where I spent a significant part of my youth. I care about that place. I care about that program, the history of that program. The kids who come through it or come into it or decide to go to Overtime Elite, until they come into the program, I don't care. If you got a kid from Indiana and that kid goes to Overtime Elite, I'm not going to become an Overtime Elite fan. I don't care what Overtime Elite does. I do care about what Indiana does and those players who decide they're going to play at Indiana. That's what I care about, and that's what college basketball is. Whether the players play for the name on the back of the jersey or the name on the front of the jersey, what I watch for is the team, the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back of the jersey. You get my differentiation there? This is no big deal. It's going to make, for coaches, this is a giant headache, especially for somebody like Mark Few at Gonzaga, a guy who really, and you know what? I think Scott Drew at Baylor also, guys who kind of rely on international players to come over and get things done for them. Overtime Elite's going to strip mine those guys, and they're going to wind up playing professionally before they ever have a chance to play in college. It's going to be a pain for those guys. For me, watching Indiana, this is wonderful. Indiana rarely has a big international kind of flavor on their roster. And so what do I care about Overtime Elite, which is primarily composed of those rosters composed of international players who want to find a way to the NBA? I don't care. I care about the college program of my youth. I don't care about the player, what the player chooses. That makes no difference to me at all. It's like what A.J. Foyt has always said about the Indy 500. The Indy 500 made A.J. Foyt. A.J. Foyt didn't make the Indy 500. You know what I mean? How about Patrick Wisdom last night for the Cubs? Hit another bomb. That's his eighth in 10 starts. That's unbelievable. His slugging average is right about one point. It's over one. His OPS is at 1.5. That's a startling development for a guy who has been a bit of a journeyman prospect and at the age of 29 has finally found his stroke and is going yard like every 4.5 at bats. Babe Ruth in his career was like 1 in every 8. This guy is almost doubling up Ruth's productivity, at least over the course of his first 10 starts for the Chicago Cubs. It didn't go last, but while it lasts, enjoy it. How about the Jazz beating the Clippers last night? Whoop, whoop, nice. Beat Paul George's ass. Let's go. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? On this, again, dank, wet, sticky Wednesday in Central Indiana. Matt Dieters, happy birthday. Carly Suzanne, happy birthday. I guess in some ways, I don't know, my daughter-in-law, well, she is literally my daughter-in-law's sister. I don't know whether that makes her my daughter-in-law. I don't think so. I don't know how those things work. Maybe it's daughter-in-law once removed. I'm not sure. Rob Wagman, Happy birthday, the great Chris Watts, celebrating a birthday. The great Greener, Dennis Green, celebrating a birthday. Stephen Grost, happy birthday. Grew up with Stephen Grost. Philip Irwin, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. I don't know if Stephen still lives in that house on Center where he grew up. But every time I drive by that house, I'm like, that's Stephen Grost's house, right near Peter Palmer's house. Anyway, have a great day. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else that is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, Inside Indiana Sports Now, we're going to talk about the Colts. We're going to talk about the Hoosiers. Let's go.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.